1 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 1 to 4. Look with me, beginning in verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your truth. Lord, we thank you for your long-suffering and your love to bring us, Lord, to the knowledge of the truth. Thank you, Lord, that you sent someone our way to share the gospel to us. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful message of salvation. And Lord, I do pray that you would use us as a people to be a help to someone else. Lord, help us to do our part in reaching this world for Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to see that it is possible, Lord, to reach out to this world, Lord, in many ways. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful truth of your word. And Lord, we pray that as you examine our lives through your truth, Lord, we would be humble and we would be willing to submit, Lord, to your word this evening so that, Lord, we may live lives that glorify thee and impact this world and this city for Christ. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The Word of God tells us that God has given each of us a divine task. And the reason why he left us here is to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. Jesus said, "Ye are my witnesses." And we need to continue to remember that, don't we? It's so easy to get comfortable in our life and in our lifestyle. It's so easy to lose sight of the calling of God. But remember, Jesus said that even before he left, he said, "As the Father hath sent me, even so send I you." That is a mighty challenging statement. Even so send I you. We know the Lord Jesus said, "I have come to seek and to save that which was lost." And when you and I take part in the missionary work of Christ, when you and I take part in witnessing for the Lord, we do that which is most pleasing to God. We do that which is most satisfying to God. The heart of God is for the lost. And you know, as we focus on missions this month here at Coastline Baptist Church, sometimes, and isn't it true, sometimes we can fall into a false sense of guilt when we think to ourselves, "Well, I'm not a missionary and I'm not serving in Papua New Guinea. And look, there are billions of people out there. What can I do to reach this world for Christ? How can I be effective and to serve the Lord in a way that pleases Him?" And let me say this, you know, Missions Month isn't about laying a guilt trip on God's people, amen? You know, just because you are not serving in Papua New Guinea, for example, doesn't mean we can't do our part for reaching the world right here at Coastline Baptist Church, amen? You know, we need to look to the Word of God, and we'll be doing that this evening very simply, to see how God wants to use us right here. He wants to use us. Now, for some, God has called them to go. And it's a wonderful example from Brother Niels this morning, wonderful testimony. And he certainly proved the point that God can use anyone. God can use anyone that's willing to humble themselves, first of all, to be saved. And what a testimony. A pastor even, as an adult, a Pentecostal pastor. And he was willing to humble himself and admit that he wasn't saved after all those years. And that's when his life changed, amen? And that's when God showed him, he and his family, his calling and plan for their life to go to Papua New Guinea as missionaries. There are some that are called to go. God also calls his people to give in order that others may go. For example, the Gates, they're there on the mission field serving full-time because there are others back at home willing to hold the missionary rope, amen? Willing to sacrifice and send and sacrifice financially by faith so that others can go. And certainly we believe wholeheartedly in the local New Testament church financially supporting missionaries and partnering with them. The Apostle Paul said this, did he not? He said, I don't desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That means as the Apostle Paul went out and won souls and planted churches and discipled Christians, those who gave, those who prayed, partnered with him. And in fact, the fruit for God that came from the Apostle Paul's ministry was fruit that abounded or added to the Christians who were partnering with him. They were involved in his ministry, spiritually speaking. God wants us to give. But then there's an aspect of reaching the world for Christ that I believe we very severely undervalue. And that is the aspect of prayer. The aspect of prayer. Reaching the world for Jesus Christ through prayer. Now you may be here this evening and you might say, Pastor, what can I do to reach this world? How can I be used of God here in Australia, here in the city of Cairns? What can I do for God to reach this world? Well, the good news is not everyone is called to go. And you may not feel that God has called you to go to the mission field. And you may say, well, Pastor, God has put me here to stay. What can I do? Though not everyone is called to go, everyone can pray. Amen. We can all pray. And here in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, don't we very simply see God's heart for the lost? And then we see the priority of prayer. Notice in verse number 1, God says that we need to pray. We need to pray supplications. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, making requests for needs, oftentimes for our needs, then prayers, communicating with God, communing to the Lord in prayer. And then intercessions. The word intercession means to pray on behalf of another. And this is a very, very vital aspect to reaching this world for Jesus Christ. As Brother Gabe mentioned this morning, he said, you know, our missionaries, they need support, they need encouragement, but most of all, they need what? They need our prayers. It's prayer that moves the hand of God. How do we know? Well, look with me in chapter number 2. Notice the connection between prayer and souls being saved. God says, I want you to pray for kings in verse 2. Those that are in authority, for example, your prime minister, your leaders, the politicians of the land, anyone who is in authority, we need to pray for them. Though we may not know them, though we may not like their policies, God says, pray for them. And the context of the prayers, of course, is for salvation. Verse number 4, for God who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. As we pray, God's hand moves. As we pray, God supernaturally works in the lives of those whom we pray for. And so often we undervalue the power of prayer, do we not? God says, for example, here in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, as we pray for our nation's leaders, God will work in such a way to enable a blessing to flow out unto us in our nation. And maybe that's something we need to do more often, amen? To pray for our leaders, to pray for our prime minister's salvation. And we certainly need to if you know what he believes. And when it comes to reaching this world for Jesus Christ, well, we know the heart of God in verse 4, God will have how many men, how many people in the world? All. That's God's heart. Now, not everyone will receive Christ as Savior. This verse does not mean that everyone will be saved, but it means God wants everyone to be saved. God's heart is for all mankind to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. How will that happen? Well, as we look at the context of these verses, God is speaking about prayer. Prayer, the importance and priority of prayer in our lives, praying for the lost to be saved. And I believe this evening that prayer is one of the most important and undervalued ways of reaching the world for Christ. One of the most undervalued ways that we think, that we often ignore when it comes to world missions. You know, when we think of missions, we think of missionaries that are serving on the field, don't we? Let's be honest. We think of those who are there right now, those who are serving, those who are visiting us. And we think of, yes, missions in that light. Absolutely. And then we think of giving financially. And that's important. Absolutely. But how many of us understand God doesn't need our money? Amen. He wants us to give by faith so He can work in our hearts, and He will use those funds as a wonderful blessing to missionaries, but He doesn't need our money. God wants our hearts. Amen. Those who gave to the Apostle Paul first gave of themselves. Then they gave financially. And what God wants is our hearts. He wants our hearts to be submitted to Him. He wants us to have a heart for the lost of this world. And so often we think, well, I'm not doing anything. Well, sometimes we miss the most important action of reaching this world, which is the action of praying for the lost. So this evening, for a few moments, I'd like to speak about interceding for the world, intercession, praying on the behalf of another, interceding for the world. Well, what do we see first of all in our verses? Well, we see the value of intercession, the value of intercession. You know, God puts great value on prayer. That's what we've already seen tonight. God puts great value on prayer, more value than you and I often do. Amen. Because how often do we pray? How often do we pray for the lost, even just around us, let alone the lost and the ones that our missionaries are asking us to pray for? And yet that is a vital way in reaching this world for Christ. The Bible says that God's heart for the lost isn't limited to our borders. He will have all meant to be saved. That means we need to pray not only for those here in Cairns, the people we know and come into contact with, but for souls all around the world. Amen. If God wants all to be saved, that's His will. Well, we need to be praying for the lost around the world, don't we? We need to be praying for souls to be saved all around this great world that is in great need. And God places great value on praying for others. Now, our prayers don't save a soul, but we know God does the saving. But as we pray, the hand of God moves. The hand of God works in the heart of that individual. The hand of God moves to arrange divine appointments for that person to hear the gospel time and time again. And God uses His people and gives them a power and enabling to preach the gospel, especially in the face of opposition. But when we look at the value of prayer this evening, we need to realize that everyone's salvation is an answer to prayer. Amen. We know it's an answer to prayer from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is God's will that all would be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. And we know that for each one of us this evening, someone was praying for our salvation before we were saved. Absolutely. And if we had time, we could give testimonies tonight. But we don't have time. But isn't that the truth? Before you were saved, someone was praying. It may have been a relative. It may have been a friend. It may have been the first person that ever gave you a tract. Perhaps the person that you don't remember, who met you on a train, or put something in your letterbox, or talked to you when you were young and you said, "Hey, I don't want God. I want to party, you know, I want to travel the world," and you rejected the gospel, and yet that person was praying for you. Brother Niels mentioned to me a couple of people that he's been praying for over a decade to come to Christ. Just people he's met time to time. And you know, people are praying. And everyone's salvation is an answer to prayer. You see, that's the value of prayer. That's the value of prayer. And you won't find a person that's saved without finding a Christian who's prayed for them. Now, that will only probably be revealed in eternity when we find out who was praying for us. But our salvation is an answer to prayer. And church family, there's nothing more important than being a part of someone's salvation by praying for them. It's not a complicated message tonight, amen. If you want to be involved in reaching this world for Jesus Christ, let me challenge you this evening to start with prayer. To start with praying for the lost. Now this month we have a new updated missionary prayer sheet. On there you'll see it has the latest prayer requests from our missionaries. And there you'll have our seven missionaries that we support. And here are their latest prayer requests. You know, I don't think it should be difficult for us to be part of World Missions. And we don't want to make it difficult for you here at Coastline Baptist Church. We want to make it easy, amen. And that's why we have these prayer sheets, so each of us can pray for the needs at hand. Each of us can pray for the lost all around this world. Amen? Absolutely. But until we realize the value of prayer, we won't pray. Until we see how important it is and how effective prayer is, we won't pray. And God says you need to pray. You need to pray for those in authority. You need to pray for your nation. And God's heart is for all to be saved. And as we do pray, the hand of God is at work. But when we stop praying, we miss the blessings. All of us can pray. All of us can pray. And by the way, your unsaved neighbour is not going to pray for someone's salvation. You know, the unregenerate so-called Christians jumping up and down to rock music this evening aren't going to be on their knees praying for the lost this week. You know, this emotive, emerging church doesn't pray for missions. No, they're looking for an experience. They're speaking in tongues, but they're not speaking in their own words to Almighty God and pleading before the throne of God on the behalf of the lost. It's only born-again Christians that will pray for the lost. And that's us. If we don't do it, who will? Amen? We need to see the value of prayer. And there is great value in prayer. You might say, Pastor, what can I do to reach this world? Brethren, you can pray. Amen? Amen. You can pray and God will work. He will move. Let me encourage you, there's much more value to prayer than we know. The value of intercession. Then we can talk about the reach of intercession. The reach of intercession. Now, if you had a choice of a place in the world to go as a missionary, if God were to send you, where would you go? If you had a country, if you had a nation in mind, perhaps it might be to the place where you were born. Perhaps the country you grew up in, and you have a burden for that people, amen? And so we should. We know the Apostle Paul had a burden for the nation of Israel. And he thought himself that he would be accursed, and he would be willing to do that for their salvation. You know, he had a zeal and a passion for his own people's salvation, and yet God sent him, did he not? God sent him to the nations of the Gentiles. Yes, he witnessed to Jews, but he was a missionary to the Gentiles. And you know, yes, we might desire to go back to that nation where we were born in and to be a missionary, to be a witness there. But God has a plan and will for our lives. But keep this in mind. Through prayer, we can reach the lost in any part of the world. Amen. That is the reach of the arm of prayer. That is the reach of intercession. Very simple thought tonight. You and I can reach the lost anywhere in the world by praying for them. Amen. Why? Because we have an Almighty God who inhabiteth eternity. He lives outside of this world. He inhabits eternity. He is ever present. He is all powerful. And He is the one who hears our prayers. And He is able to work anywhere and everywhere. And we are not to fall into this mindset of thinking, well, I'm just here. I can't do nothing. Yes, we can. We can pray. Amen. That is the reach of the arm of prayer. Prayer reaches out to all the world. Whether someone's in the palace as a king of Burma or Myanmar, or if they're a prince, or if they are a ruler or a president, or even someone who's poor and lowly, if we pray for them, amen, we can reach the world. The arm of prayer reaches the world, and that's an exciting thing. That's an exciting truth, that we can reach the world through praying, through the act of prayer. As we look at the missionaries on our prayer list tonight, we see that we are supporting missionaries from five different countries in the world. And so often we fall into that trap, don't we? Well, they're there, they need to do the work, and we just need to send the money. No, that's not true. We are working with them. We are standing by their side. We may not be there present, but as we pray, we are helping them fight the battle. We are helping them in the ministry, and we are praying for the lost that they are asking us to pray for. As you look at the mission sheet this month, you'll see names of people, specific names of people that our missionaries are asking prayer for. Our Brother Crow has written on his latest list, let me read it out to you. He said, pray for Isaac and Joel and Raphael and families. These are families that have come out of that tribal warfare situation into Utah, and they have opened their hearts to the gospel. And he said this, he said, pray for them because these families are so close to a decision to be saved. He gives us their names. Why? What for? just to smile and say, praise the Lord, good on you, brother, keep going. Amen, we need to encourage them. But he wants us to pray for them. Why? Because prayer is effective. Amen. There's great value to prayer. And as we pray, we can reach the lost in Papua New Guinea. Amen. We can reach the lost in Nepal. We can reach the lost in Australia. We can reach the lost in Israel. Amen. Because there is no boundary. There are no boundaries to prayer. That is the reach of prayer. We can reach the world from right here in Coastline Baptist Church in the city of Cairns as we pray together. And we intercede. We pray on behalf of others for their salvation. How we all need to pray more, amen. Absolutely. You might be challenged to give more this year. Please don't give any more than you pray, amen. We need to pray. Our missionaries need our prayers most of all. It is a heart issue. And if you're serious about reaching this world for Christ, it begins with prayer. The reach of prayer. Now let me speak for a moment about our Wednesday night meeting. You know, I'm afraid we live in a generation that sees sees church as some sort of an obligation, and you know, the Wednesday night meeting has become just so demoted and put down in its value. You know, so often we have the attitude, well, the Wednesday night meeting, that's just an option. I'm there on Sunday, and I might be there even on Sunday night, but look, Wednesday night, that's just an extra. That's just a little bit of topping. You know, that's religious thinking, my friends. Just turning up on church on a Sunday and thinking that we've done our bit and we tick the box off. And we say, well, I've done my bit for God. My friends, that's not the Christian life at all. Amen. Our whole life is a life of worship. Our whole life is a life of devotion. And Wednesday night isn't just an extra, amen. It ought to be the most attended service as part of a local church. Why? Because we gather together to pray. You and I, as we meet on Wednesday night to pray for our missionaries, we are actively together reaching out to this world through prayer. Amen? Absolutely. And just this idea and this notion and this truth that we can reach the world through prayer ought to excite you to come on Wednesday night. Amen? Ought to excite you to be here. Ought to excite you to pray. You say, Pastor, what can I do? You can come on Wednesday night. You can pray. You can come before the throne of God and we can enjoy hearing from our missionaries the next time they send us a letter, hearing of those answers to prayer and rejoicing with them and saying, praise the Lord. My friends, that's how we will grow as a church. Amen. Not through events and entertainment, but through you and I getting down on our knees and praying and seeing the fruit of our prayers. The Wednesday night meeting is essential. If you come this Wednesday night, we're not even going to take prayer requests this Wednesday. We're just going to sing a song, open in prayer, then we'll break off into our groups, men with men, ladies with ladies. We'll pray in small groups, and then and we will just pray for our missionaries, amen. We'll have a focused time of praying for our missionaries. Brother Niels is going to present his ministry after that. We'll give him a little bit of time to do that. And we're going to see what the Lord is doing in Papua New Guinea, amen. It's going to be an exciting service because God wants to do a work in our hearts. Don't put the Wednesday night meeting down as if it's less important than Sunday morning. Who said that? Where is that in the Word of God? Amen. As we meet together, we meet to pray. The value of prayer and the reach of prayer ought to do something in your heart. To reach out to those in darkness and partner with our missionaries in prayer. And then thirdly, we can speak about the strength of intercession. You see, the Bible tells us that as we pray, God will work. You see, God says as we pray for those, for example, in authority in verse number 2, that will have an impact in our life right here in our nation. That will lead to a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Doesn't mean that we won't have opposition, doesn't mean that we won't have trials, but the principle here is God is saying, if you pray, I will work. Amen? If you pray, I will seek to work in those requests that you submit unto me. And my desire is that all men are to be saved. You see, as we pray, the hand of God moves. And we engage in the spiritual battle of this day, interceding on behalf of the lost of mankind You know, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But look what God says in verse 2. He says, I want you to pray for those in high places. Those high places, those places of authority in our nation, in other nations. They are what we could call, as we see in the book of Revelation, the seats of Satan. The headquarters of Satan. Demonic activity is intensified in areas of politics and areas of authority in this world because the devil wants to control what's happening. So he intensifies his work. But what does God say? He says, I want you to pray for them that are there. Because your prayers will have a breakthrough effect. Because God is in control. Though the Bible says that the devil is the god, the little g god of this world, because he's in control of this world system, God is over all. Amen. The Bible says it is he that sitteth in the heavens and he hath done whatsoever he pleased. And as we pray, we need to understand that there is great power and strength in prayer. Not because of what we say, because of God who is pleased to answer our prayers according to his will. The strength of prayer. You know, the devil has claimed this world as his own. He's claimed every soul that's unsaved as his own. But as we fight the battle of faith through prayer, my friends, we reclaim back to God that which belongs to him. We stand between Satan and the Lord and we pray on behalf of the lost and beseech God to save that lost and dying soul. That is the strength of prayer. My friends, our missionaries are in places of great darkness and great opposition. And we need to pray. We need to pray. And as we pray, we can certainly know that God has all power, does he not? God has all power to remove those blindfolds that Satan has put in place. Thank God he did that for us one day, amen. Someone was praying for you, and God removed the blindfold from your eyes if you were saved, and the penny dropped, amen. The light turned on, and you realized, hey, that's me, I need to be saved. God is able to do that. That's the strength of prayer. And now as Christians, we need to be praying, we need to be interceding on behalf of others, and we need to be interceding for this world. Not just for our neighbour. Yes, they need our prayers. Not just for our brother, our sister who's not saved, but for the world. But for those in need all around the world. How do we reach the world? Well, we reach the world through prayer. The devil wants us to think that our prayers are ineffective. He wants us to think that God doesn't hear us. You know, my Bible tells me that if we pray according to the will of God, we can have confidence and know that God hears us. Because we're praying according to his will. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us what God's will is. Verse 4. As we pray for the salvation of others, we can know that God will be at work. We can know that God will be moving in the heart of that individual. We can know that God will be bringing along divine opportunities. And we can stand in the gap, amen, and pray. And we can be confident and know. But the devil wants you to think that prayer is ineffective. That prayer is a waste of time. If you're not there as a missionary in that land, well, you're useless. You can't do anything to reach the world. That's not true. We can pray. My friends, prayer is powerful because we have a powerful God. James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know why there's so much spiritual attack in your life as a Christian? One of the reasons is the devil wants to stop you from praying. Absolutely. He wants to stop you and I from getting down on our knees and praying for the lost. You know, our prayers cause the devil to tremble. Our prayers as Christians cause the devil to tremble because he knows God is willing to hear our prayers. He knows the power of God. That's why he wants you and I to be stuck in sin. He wants you and I to fall time and time again so we won't be a praying church. We won't be a church that sees God as the priority in our life. No, we will be stuck in sin and consumed with sin. Pornography, brethren, is stifling our young people. Pornography is robbing the spiritual strength of our young men. And you can say amen. That's what it's doing. It's robbing the spirit. Look, they can be saved, absolutely. But yet they can be addicted to pornography and they wouldn't dare come on their knees and pray to God for someone to be saved because probably they're confused about their own salvation. They're wondering if their own salvation is true. And they're wondering and they're doubting their usefulness to God and saying, you know, what a filthy Christian I am. I can't be used of God, and go sink further down into the pit of sin. The devil wants to fill our lives with temptation and lust and wickedness, so we will not pray. Brethren, that's why we need to understand the value of prayer. We need to understand we need to come clean with God each day. We need to have spiritual victory and claim the blood of Christ. Amen. We can rise up. We can pray on the behalf of others. And we will see answers to prayer if we are willing to allow God to purify our lives. You know, prayer is the key to freeing someone from the bondage of sin. Absolutely. Prayer is the key. And we need to pray for our missionaries. And this, you know, let me end with this thought. Intercession is the purest kind of prayer, isn't it? Why? Because we're not praying for ourselves. Amen. We're praying for others. You know, so often we can get stuck if we do pray in just praying for things that we want. You know, sometimes we continue just to pray and invest time in prayer over and over again for that ingrown toenail, you know. And I'm saying this evening that, look, there's nothing wrong with praying to God for our needs. But let's be honest, oftentimes that replaces prayer for the needs of others. And our prayers can become selfish, where our lives are just about us and we fail to see the needs of those around us. And you know, especially when it comes to Wednesday night, yes, it's important to share personal needs, but let's be honest, we can pray for those needs at home too during the week. What should we be doing when we come together to pray? We should be praying for others, amen? God knows our needs. We can come to the Lord any time during the week. But what about coming together on a Wednesday night to pray for our missionaries, amen? To pray for the lost, to pray for souls to be saved, to use the Wednesday night meeting as an outreach of Coastline Baptist Church through prayer. Amen. Amen, absolutely. The outreach of prayer, interceding for the world. And as we pray, we know that God is doing a work in our hearts. You know, intercession is the purest kind of prayer because we pray for others. And you might be here tonight. You might say, Pastor, I don't really know the names of the people that you just mentioned tonight from the Crows Ministry in Papua New Guinea. I don't really know who they are. Let me guarantee you one thing. You begin to pray for them, God will give you a heart for them. You might say, Pastor, I don't have a heart for the lost and the poor. I don't have a heart for I don't even know who they are. Well, let me tell you something. As you pray for the ones Brother Cloud is telling us about, as you pray for the nation, as you begin the act of prayer and reaching out to the world through prayer, God will work in your heart and mind to give us a greater compassion for the lost. That's how it works. That's how it works. Until we're willing to pray, until we're willing to reach out through prayer, oftentimes our hearts are careless. We're not willing to invest the time. We're not willing to see the world as Christ sees it. But I tell you what, as we gather together, as we pray over these names, God wants to do a work in our hearts, amen? He wants to revive our hearts for the lost around the world. The Apostle Paul requested prayer for himself, yes, but he requested prayer for others. He prayed for others by name. And as we focus on missions this year, this month, let me encourage you, it begins with prayer. We will be talking about giving financially. We'll be talking about going sacrificially. But we need to pray faithfully. Amen. Absolutely. That's where it begins. And if you are a Christian, there may be some things that you cannot do. There may be some places you cannot go. But we can all pray. Amen. There is great value in prayer, because it works in the world to bring the lost to Christ for the salvation of souls. There is a great reach in prayer, because our prayers reach all over the world. There is great strength in prayer, because it defeats the enemy, the authority of Satan himself in this world, as we pray, is defeated. And praying for others is the most purest form of prayer. because it's unselfish. Amen? It is. God wants to work in our heart this year. Let me encourage you to allow Him to do that. Let me encourage you to be here Wednesday night. Amen? And before you leave, if you do not have a prayer request sheet for our missionaries, let me encourage you to grab one. We have 7 missionaries. There are 7 days in the week. Amen? Pray for 1 missionary a day.
Amen?
Amen? We can do that. Families, you can sit together at the end of the day. You can pick a missionary and choose a request each and pray for your missionary together that day as a family in prayer. That's just an idea. And you can choose anything you want to do. You know, you can create a map on the wall and put little pin markers on there. I've seen that done with missionaries' faces and some prayer requests. And then choose a place to pray for. You might like to choose a country to pray for where we're not supporting missionaries from yet. You know, let's get excited about reaching this world for Jesus Christ so that we can do our part in our day for winning the lost. Yes, we can. God has a plan for your life and mine. He's put you here in this local New Testament church for a reason. And God's calling tonight on our hearts is to pray. To pray. I need to pray more. Much more, in fact. Especially for our missionaries. I'm excited about what God has done over this year, but it's all in vain if we don't pray. It's just a picture on a board. It's just a name on a list. It's just something that perhaps we're encouraged with and we think that our money makes the difference. No, it's our prayers that make the difference. Let's be a people of prayer. Amen.